True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right, fellas. The first Reaction Monday of the season.
You heard the drive.
There you go. You heard Clint. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Tyler. Is not thrilled. No Victory Monday shirt today. I love he still has one. I don't know why it looks like he has a dip in his mouth, but there you go. We're in it. And quick show today. We just have 3 hours, as you might want to really stay tuned for this. We, as Reggie said, D'Amico will speak tomorrow at noon, but he will speak first right after we're done. 5 o'clock, the coaches show. The D'Amico Ryan's coaches show. He will get going at 5 o'clock, so you can hear from him today and his thoughts after he's watched some film, after he has flown back, met with his team. You will get a chance to hear from him coming up at 5 o'clock, as soon as we are done on Mondays. The coaches show at 5, so you'll hear D'Amico coming up behind us. But Clint, I do want to get to kind of what we were talking about, because I thought of you when he made those comments, when CJ made those comments. And if you all haven't heard them, we'll play those here in just a bit. But I do want to get this. God, I thought of you when I saw this, too. I do want to get this latest news to you if you are just now rolling in. And that is, according to a few sources, Aaron Wilson on this one, Texans starting tight end Cade Stover broke his foot against the L.A. Rams and is out indefinitely. Stover, who was in a boot after the game, caught a team high four. He caught a team high four passes for 22 yards on four targets on Sunday. And this is really tough, Clint, because you've already lost Brevin Jordan, who is out for the season. They went into this game, Clint, with just two tight ends, with Dalton Schultz and Cade Stover. They do have Harrison Bryant, who they got in a John Metchie trade with the Eagles, and Luke Lachey, whichever one is called, who they drafted late in the draft on the practice squad. So maybe one of those guys will be added in this next game against the Bucks. But Clint, this to me is a really, really big injury. You wouldn't think maybe your second tight end, Cade Stover, but from what we think this offense wants to do, I'm sure we'll get into that this week, but from what we think this offense wants to do, Clint, this is a big, big injury, losing Cade Stover indefinitely.
I think it's a huge injury. You're talking about a guy, the only guy in the tight end room right now that could put his hand in the dirt and move folks and had the type of physicality that D'Amico Ryan's wants this offense to have. I mean, I think he was, in that context, I think he was one of your lead dogs in terms of guys that would thump somebody, that would, you know what I mean, chatter somebody's jaw if he gets a chance on a wham block, even if he was a 300-pounder kind of deal. And then, you know, they've talked multiple times about how much better he's got at the top of his route, getting in and out of routes, being more quarterback friendly. And I think he was, he was my pick to take the biggest step this year. I thought he was going to become a really good all-around tight end.
I know you have been talking. You've been really excited about Cade Stover.
Yeah. Cade Stover was it, man. And this is a tough loss. And so now, look, you can argue with the Brevin Jordan injury. All of a sudden, you need more out of your $12 million a year tight end, Dalton Schultz. And now you lose two of your top three tight ends. Dalton Schultz being that $12 million man, being that veteran. You got to find a way to get more out of Dalton Schultz. Somehow, some way, Dalton Schultz has got to play better football. He's got to play more football. He's got to be a factor in the run game. That's just the reality of this situation. I mean, you can call up these other guys, and I do think Harrison Bryan will be a nice little addition. I think he can be a good fill-in right there. I think he could even be a good 1-2 punch. But the reality of it is nobody's looking at Harrison Bryant to save this thing. This is Dalton Schultz's opportunity to step up and have a monster year. He's got to.
Yeah. Again, as you said, man, I thought going into the game, and I would guess they still want to be able to effectively run the football. And he was clearly not just their best option after that, Clint. It is like now you're gonna, I guess, have to ask Dalton Schultz to do things that maybe aren't his strengths.
Well, you just can't. The thing is, when you got $12 million invested in a guy, I'm talking about him. Okay. Well, Cam too, but I'm talking about him. like with him, Ron, it's just you got that. That's the guy you got to call on to do more. A guy that you cut and put back on the practice squad, a guy that you traded for, right before the cut date. And again, he's a veteran. He's played some ball. I like Harrison Bryant. I don't like him as a guy that you are absolutely dependent upon. This is a situation where you've got to have a meeting with Dalton Schultz and go, okay, big dog, like we got to empty the tank, bub. I mean, this is one. It's going to be, you had no problem running Joe Mixon 42 times last season on the first game of the season. Like Dalton Schultz, you're making that money, man. It's time that you stay on the field and that we build this thing around you, not necessarily around him, but the tight end room around him.
Yeah. So a tough one there. If you missed it, Cade Stover broke his foot in the game, and out indefinitely. Maybe tomorrow when D'Amico, or hell, maybe tonight after we get done here and the coaches show, D'Amico may give some more news and update on Cade Stover. If not tonight, after we get done tomorrow, 12 o'clock on In the Loop, you can hear him speak to the media tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, you guys were kind of talking about this in the crosstalk, and I want to play this audio first because there were two or three moments in his press conference where it was just like, stop traffic.
Yeah.
Like there was Gary Pettis holding up the stop sign right there. But this was the one where the infamous lollygagging term came out. Here's CJ Stroud after the game yesterday.
Yeah, I take just negative plays. I think it's kind of obvious. You know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot consistently and expect to win. And that starts with me, you know, with a lot of different things. I got to get rid of the ball better and, use my legs maybe a little more. But, I think, there's a lot of hope still. We did a lot of good things. It's a really good defense, a really good team. But I definitely think we could have won. But just you can shoulda, woulda, coulda all day. We didn't deserve to win that game because we didn't do the right things. So when you come out in NFL lollygagging and not going through the motions, that kind of happens. So I think we'll be all right. But I think it's a good wake up call for us.
All right, that's C.J. Stroud lollygagging, and then shout out to whoever it was who went for the follow up. He also, Clint, went on to say they didn't practice well. They didn't have a good week of practice, which also jumped out to me to go along with the lollygagging and the way they came out. Clint, you've been talking about, hey, that's the next step for CJ, is he needs to jump out, and that leadership part, that part of his game has to step up just as much as the on-the-field stuff. Is that how you took those comments? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. How did you take those comments from CJ? Is that how you took it?
That's one of the ways. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I look at that and I go, I mean, you're fixing to be, you're the face of the franchise. You're fixing to be a $60 million quarterback. It's on you. You cannot let those things happen for 17 more weeks. You flat out can't. It's on him to fix those things and make sure. And he talked about it, to be clear, for all my sensitive CJ fans out there, relax. He did vocalize that and say, hey, it's on me. I got to hold guys accountable. There's some things that need to be said. And so he acknowledged it. But yes, that the leadership piece on this offense, as I mentioned over the last 6 months, has a chance to be an issue. And in my opinion, when your quarterback is talking about lollygagging, not preparing the right way, he even went on to talk about, you know, there's one thing to be in confidence, but there's a standard that's set in preparation, which in other words, people may think they're a little bit better than they really are, kind of deal. That is a lack of leadership on the offensive side of the ball. Now, whether that's CJ, whether it's Nico, whether it's no Joe Mixon in the mix, whether you want more out of Chubb, Nick Cayley needs to do something, right? Whatever it may be, that is a lack of leadership. So yeah, Ron, that's one way to look at that comment right there is, you know, CJ's got to grab the bull by the horns. And every time I've said that in multiple different ways, this is evidence that
you liked it.
I liked him. I don't like that we saw it. I don't like that it's the truth. I don't like it's what the quarterback had to say.
But like that he addressed it.
After watching that game, I like the fact that C.J. Stroud addressed it and didn't get up there talking about, we'll fix it, everybody's going to be okay. And by the way, we had a bunch of guys hurt and that they're going to get back and we'll be okay. The O-line was rotating around and they'll be all right. I'm glad that he got up there and said, no, man, this right here was unacceptable. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I loved it from C.J. I hate that he had to say it. But I loved him saying it, yes.
There's a Cornbread said, I think he was talking about the whole team, not just the offense.
Fine. How he took it. I mean, you talk about the whole team if you want to. And we can talk about the defense. They just gave up 14 points.
That's what I'm saying. I think was that just too – I wonder if he – when he said we didn't practice well, because that to me is – I'm looking at the coaches as much as I'm looking at – you know, the leaders on that team, when I hear we didn't practice well, I'm interested to seeing. We may not hear it tonight on the coach's show. I'm interested when he meets with the media if it is addressed. And I hope it is addressed. Did you agree with CJ about how you all practiced last week? Because that's where that goes. But no, it felt like to me he should have been talking about the offense for the most part. I mean, I don't think the defense was perfect. There are some things that I'm sure they wish they could have back. But as you said, they gave up 14 points. They were the reason you were in the game. They made multiple big plays. It looked like
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Like an offensive... Yeah. An issue as opposed to the whole team.
Whatever the Texans defense did coming up in preparation for the Rams all the way up till game time, I need them to do it again this week before Tampa Bay gets here. Yeah. Right? You just held a Hall of Fame head coach, a Hall of Fame play caller, a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame receiver, and Puka Nacua, who is on his way to have him several all pros.
Force him out the game twice.
Yeah, I mean, like you just held them cats to 14 points. And again, we can dig on how the game ended and how that game ended and how
we've
seen
other. Yeah, don't give me they were driving. No, Z's made a play. Yeah.
Yes.
To force that to stop.
Yes. I was referring to the Petrie matchup at the end, but yes, the defense did everything they could to put this offense in a position to have a chance to win a game. They had a chance to win a game. They didn't get it done. They turned the football over. I got zero problems wrong with the defense in terms of the overall product. Yeah, we can cuss and discuss a couple things with Jalen Petrie getting matched up on Puka and Davante Adams, it seemed like at will all game long.
Whenever they wanted to.
Yeah, whenever they wanted to. But hell, I mean, at one point, Puka Nacua was matched up with Henry Toa Toa somehow outside.
So was Adams.
Yeah.
They picked up the flag, but when.
Right. But it's hard to bitch about that defensive game plan given what we just watched. 14 points. You got it. That is exactly how the Texans' season this year, I think, is going to unfold more times than not. And in those moments, whether it's a moment at the end of the game or it's throughout the second half or it's a couple of plays that present themselves throughout the game, C.J. Stroud's got to be the reason that you go on and win that thing. And Nico Collins has got to be put in position to help that. And that's just the reality of the Texans' season. It's unfortunate that it ended the way that it did, but when you get a one-score game in the fourth quarter and you turn the football over as time expires, you're going to lose that game.
Can I be honest in what I was thinking when I heard those comments? When I heard him going to the lollygagging, and now he is in the huddle and he knows how they practiced and the difference in things. My concern is and wonder was, were they really lollygagging or did they just struggle?
Hold on, so
like he knows more than I do.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.